Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Or narrowed up the lane, the right lane, and then created a center lane crossing over the right lane. Archbishop Gregory Eamon joins us right now, as he always does on Ash Wednesday. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tommy. Good to talk with you. Sorry I missed you yesterday.
Well, you know what? I started to go tell you hello yesterday, but it was you, Mrs. Benson, and F. King Alexander, right? President of the LSU system. And I thought, you know what? I don't think I'm the guy to complete that foursome.
Well, so, I would have been happy for you to complete the foursome.
I know you would have. But I was, anyway, I'm sorry I didn't see you, but I will soon. Tell me about Len, Archbishop, and maybe some of the misconceptions that people have about it and what the real meaning is, et cetera.
Some of the misconceptions, I think. In fact, I just read something this morning about it's time to diet and a time to refrain from things. And one of the things I read this morning didn't even mention God. And really, Lent is about God. It's God's way of calling us to look honestly at ourselves, to look in the mirror of life, and to see ourselves with our goodness, but also with our weakness and sin. And out of that weakness and sin, God calls us to a change of heart, to conversion, to new life. That's what Lent is all about. And then once we realize what it is that God's asking us to change, because in all of our lives there's something, and I would suggest don't go for 5, 6, 7, go for one thing that God's asking us to change, and then pick a penance that will help to actually have a change of heart around that action or around that attitude.
But the idea is not, and I think sometimes people think it's to punish themselves, and that's not necessarily it, is it?
No, not at all. It's not to punish ourselves. It's to sort of cleanse ourselves, you know, to be able to become more disciplined in our spiritual life and to allow the Lord Jesus to forgive us, to ask him to forgive us for something, an action or an attitude, and then how can we bring about a change of heart? At the end of Lent, we're not supposed to be able to say, gee, I gave that up and I did it for 40 days. Mm-hmm. The real question is, how have I changed my heart that I'm closer to God and closer to others?
So if you're, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but if you're a jerk before Lent and you give up chocolate and it makes you perhaps even more of a jerk, but then on Easter Sunday you say, by gosh, I accomplished it. That's not the point. The point is to stop being a jerk, right?
That's it. And I'm not sure what chocolate would have to do with being a jerk, as you insinuate.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, what is the
I just picked something, Archbishop. I don't know.
No, I think that's a good one. And I think if we find ourselves talking too much, you know, ask God to put a guard at the door of our lips. If we find ourselves gossiping, if we find ourselves on social media, I think, you know, fasting nowadays for a lot of people means spending less time on social media and giving more attention to other people and to God.
That you mentioned that. Why do you think social media can be so mean and so bullying, and I don't know if they engage your fingers before they engage their brains or their hearts. What's your thoughts on those?
Well, I think social media, it's easier to be offensive and belligerent because we don't look eye to eye with the person. We sort of hide behind the screen and can put out there whatever we want. And that's certainly one of the things that I think, you know, many of us want to look at during Lent. You know, what do I say to others? What are the words that I speak? Do they build people up or tear them down? And that's a good Lenten penance.
I've always wondered if it emboldens people to be somebody they're not, or it reveals who they truly are.
I suspect that it reveals what's truly in our hearts. Mm-hmm. But what's in our hearts at times, whether it's anger or frustration or offense from someone, we don't have to say it. We don't have to act on it. So I think it does speak what's there. But then we have a choice. You know, do I let that become words or actions, or do I control it? And Lent is a wonderful time to be able to control those things.
And if you are a jerk and you stop being a jerk for 40 days, no, I'm being serious here,
yeah,
then maybe you'll get in the habit of not being a jerk, right?
That's right. It's a change of life. And Lent also calls us, you know, remember that you are dust and unto dust you shall return. It reminds us that this isn't our home, that we ought to change heart and purify ourselves, because ultimately we stand before the Lord, each and every one of us, a merciful God, but we stand before a merciful God at the end of life and we give an account.
Thank you, Archbishop. I appreciate your time. Sorry I missed you yesterday, but I'll see you soon.
Okay, Tommy. Have a blessed Lent.
You too, sir. Bye-bye. Archbishop Gregory Amon, do you give anything up for Lent, or do you try to be a nicer person? 260-1870. And I'm getting a lot of texts on this bike lane thing. And again, I'm not trying in any way to tie this into what happened in terms of the drunk driver. That probably would have happened unless you had one of these barricades like they separate lanes with, you know, and I don't think if that's practical. But a text comes in, says many cities have their bike lanes where our parking spaces are, and their parking spaces are where the bike lanes are, and that's much safer. Now, that, to me, makes sense, because then, well, I don't know, you're still making a right-hand turn and crossing traffic. If you ride a bike in the city, tell me why. Councilman Palmer says only 1 in 5 people have a car, or don't have a car, rather. Only 4 out of 5 do. Point is this. Do you ride a bike in the city? And if you do, do you do it out of necessity or because you want to? And are you frightened, scared as you know what, to ride it? I would be. 821. Traffic now. WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.